This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Happy Tuesday, last day of February to you. Huge news out of L.A. LeBron James feared to be out weeks, maybe for the season. We shall see with a right foot injury. Suffered Sunday against Dallas. The weird thing was he played that rest of that game. He did say, "I heard it pop." You could see him mouth those words during those highlights. It matters because, of course, the Lakers in town tonight against the Memphis Grizzlies. It will matter certainly for the Lakers' playoff chances, but it matters immediately. You will not see him on the floor tonight when the Grizzlies host them. That tip is at 6:30, by the way. You can hear pregame here on 92.9 FM ESPN at 6 p.m. What a big one. That line has moved, John. I saw from 8.5 this morning up to 9. The Grizzlies are now favored by. We'll discuss that. We will discuss Joe Lenardi's latest bracket. Where are the Tigers? Palm has the Tigers, maybe with a juicy first-round matchup we should discuss. And then another thing I'm excited about, John. And I'm going to clear out the way in just a second.
Excited!
But did you see what Mel Kiper's got the Bears doing his latest mock draft?
Something I had not even considered.
Oh, wow.
That the Bears will not just make one trade, but possibly two.
Okay.
Collecting an even bigger haul.
Yeah.
Should they decide to trade out at number one.
So trade down to seven and then trade that back from seven?
No. Bums are at seven. That's the Raiders. Trading down to two. I got to get it out. Trade down to two with Houston so they can get their man.
Okay.
And then flip that down to four. Two trades to go down to four. Still get your defensive player, Jalen Carter or Will Anderson.
Yeah.
In addition to the haul that would be two trades back. Woo!
Interesting. So you're saying that the Colts would then trade up to two after you guys trade.
Correct.
Down to two. Okay.
You like that?
It's intriguing. I mean, and that would be
the haul, brother.
Incredible for you.
Oh, and then still get one of the best two defensive players in the draft.
Yeah, that's your stopgap, right? That's the last place you want to trade to, right?
Correct. Below four and get one of those two.
Yeah,
Carter or Anderson. We could talk about it all day long. We got more to get to though.
So. Yeah, when's the draft? April.
Yeah.
Yeah, long 2 months, man.
Where is it this year? Is it Vegas? Do we know?
I don't think it's in Vegas.
I'll find out, John.
Because it wasn't in Vegas last year.
I feel like it was.
Yeah, so I don't think it's there. It's in Kansas City.
Weird.
Yeah. Well, you got to reward the champs, don't you?
Is that what they did, though?
No, I don't think that's what they did. Yeah. But okay. No, we got to. It's going to be.
It's combine week, too. I mean, we could talk draft.
Yeah, it is.
Now. It's timely.
It is. Here's the thing, man, right? I mean, it's any draft that has four quarterbacks going in the top 10, it's going to be a momentous draft. So. I think it is certainly deserving of, you know, all the time that
thank you.
It is getting, not just on this show, but, you know, nationally. So, anyway, we'll get into all of that today on the show. Jessica Benson's going to join us at 11:25. We'll talk to her about the Grizz as they are back in action tonight against the Los Angeles Lakers. As you mentioned, no LeBron James. So we'll get into that with her at 11:25. Then at 1:25, TK, Trista Crick is going to hop on, and we'll continue that NBA conversation with her. And more at 1:25. So that's the show today. Yeah, unfortunately, for the Memphis Grizzlies tonight, not for the Memphis Grizzlies, but for fans, I would say, and for ticket scalpers. Hope you didn't bet on LeBron James playing because that would be a bad bet, as he's not. Now, The official reporting is that he is out. He'll be reevaluated in 2 weeks with an ankle injury that he suffered at the end of the, was it the Mavs game?
Yes. Figured out several.
Yeah.
According to Wout.
So the, I guess the saving grace is that it's not just LeBron skipping the Grizzlies game. He's not just skipping the trip to Memphis. I was a little worried about that at first. Like, he's like, he could play, but he's just not going to play. But, you know, look, I mean, do you not have a heart? I mean, do you not have a heart?
No, apparently not.
For all the people that, you know, spent all their hard-earned money
on. Do you know why? Because that day is done. If you're coming for the other team and their star at this point, and I know LeBron's once in a lifetime, once a generation, we may never see his likes again.
That's true.
But you should be coming for Ja Morant on and the Memphis Grizzlies at this point. Like, what are we talking about here? They're number two in the
West.
You coming to see the, 12 seed right now, wherever they are?
Like, put it like this, though.
I get it. You're a lifelong.
It's a high-profile game.
But I'm not going to sit here and cry about it. Like, we could cry about it. You know,
well, I mean, what if
Ja Morant misses games?
What if it was a family's last, you know, $500? What if they now have zeros in their bank account because they wanted to see LeBron James in FedEx Forum?
Well, you're taking a loss. Sell them things. Don't come down.
Well, you could still see Jared Vanderbilt.
Put some Grizzlies fans in those seats what I say.
Well, can you be a Grizzlies fan and be a fan of, like, LeBron James and, like, want to see that matchup?
Just take the win. What are we talking about here? How long are we supposed to cry over a couple of kids that don't get to see LeBron? And, yeah, that part's sad.
I'm thinking
about all the kids that are going to see Ja win tonight. What I'm thinking about.
Okay, so, like,
That's the bigger audience,
okay,
to be quite fair with you,
because
of where the Grizzlies are now.
Let me throw this at you, though, right?
So it's different.
You have a choice. You have a choice. You're a Grizzlies fan, but you have a choice. Do you want to see the Grizzlies play the Timberwolves, or do you want to see the Grizzlies play LeBron James and the Lakers? There's no question about it. Yeah, you go to see the Grizzlies, but you'd rather see him play the LeBron than Rudy Gobert.
Don't go here. I want to win.
Well, okay.
I want the best chance to win. That's probably the Timberwolves at this point.
It may be.
I don't care about the playoffs. It's surviving in advance. Listen, what I want in there is more what Ja Morant did to those kids from, weren't they from Nashville with their Golden State stuff on or whatever it was, and flip those kids next time around?
That's what we blinded on.
That's what we're doing in Memphis now. I'm just saying, I don't have much time for you. In terms of the
heartless guy, man.
With where the Grizzlies are, fall in love with the Grizzlies and Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr., Defensive Player of the Year. Desmond Bane gonna be an All-Star.
Maybe they do love the Grizzlies, but maybe they also just wanted to see the Grizzlies against LeBron James.
Man, how about seeing a Grizz win in them streamers? That's what my kid cares about the most. He's 9 years old. He wants to see the streamers at the end of the game, and he respects LeBron. He's got a LeBron shirt.
Well, I would tell you this.
That's a real conversation here. The day for that crying about LeBron not playing here, the day for that is done.
Well,
put it to bed. Y'all do this every year.
He's actually hurt in this case. So,
right.
It's not like it's a...
But I'm still hearing, it's kind of unfortunate that LeBron's not playing tonight.
It's the
NBA.
It is.
We've dealt with injury issues ourselves. Nobody's crying about it. We can't.
But here is the rub here in as it relates to the NBA as a whole. I mean, we could be naive. We could say you should want to go see your home team. But it is a stars league. Now, the Grizzlies have one. There's no doubt about that. But when stars come to your town, you're more compelled to go to those games potentially, right? Like, I would like to go see the Grizzlies against Jason Tatum, against Kevin Durant. Does that make me like some non-Grizzlies fan? No, I just want to see the best of the best.
But it's not like you aren't seeing stars on every night. You probably just saw the MVP in Jokic the other night.
Yep.
So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but like as Anthony Sane would tell you, nobody wants to see that.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see Jokic.
Where's the voter fatigue?
Right. Nobody wants to. There's fan fatigue.
Well, he's right. The fatigue is gone now.
But
back to the point. We've already spent too much time.
Because
the more important thing at this point is for the Grizzlies to get right before this road trip, which is even more important. You're about to head out west again.
Yeah.
Those trips have not been good. I got more energy for what this means for the Grizzlies in terms of everything, possibly even avoiding a first-round series against the Lakers. That's something I'd want to do.
Well, look, that's...
if you want to go big picture,
I mean,
we could
preview this game. Lakers coming in shooting 46.8% from the field. My God, they're 9-point favorites.
D'Angelo's also doubtful.
Yeah, I mean, this should be a bloodbath. But I think about it also from a standpoint, again, not crying about LeBron James not playing tonight, but I do think about the parent and the family that might not, you know, get a chance to do it. How do you buy single game tickets if you're trying to see an opposing team?
Let me tell you what you do here.
Not saying that's right or wrong, but you can't.
Let me see if I can put this to bed, okay? Because this is what you do if you're that family. It's very important you listen to me. I saw this earlier this season, pretty much, where some family, some mom and some kid traveled 4,000 miles to go to the Miami Heat game. You probably saw this now. Where the kid wanted to see Jimmy Butler.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I'm sure they spent big, not just the travel, but
he was from Iceland, right?
I don't know. It's 4,000 miles.
Switzerland.
I assume coast to coast, but I guess they were internationals. They came in from around. That makes it even better. But the point was they put his disappointment and mom's disappointment out on social media.
That's they should.
And when you do that now, you never know.
Yeah.
You could get some shoes. You might get a signed LeBron James jersey. So what I would suggest here to put this to bed is put it on social media. Your disappointment about not seeing LeBron. He is actually hurt, by the way. Put that on social media.
Right.
Tag John Martin so he can retweet to his 28,000 followers. Hell, he might even put it on TikTok. He might do it for you, and you might get a signed LeBron James jersey out of it. How's that?
I like it.
For the couple of families that are going to be sad tonight about LeBron James not playing.
Well, again, it ain't just about
I just gave you a solution.
That is a solution, and it should work, right?
It very well could work.
Especially if you have, like, a young kid, right, and you bring a sign.
All day. You need the cute face. You need the kid.
No doubt.
Show some disappointment and emotion in the pictures on social media.
Our friend.
You could do it.
Our friend who had the shoes, the ball taken. Now she actually lives in John Morant's house. I mean, it's one of those.
Her own wing.
Yeah, she has her own wing dedicated to the act.
You see
there.
The point? It's like the time for this is kind of past.
Well.
Because we've moved on. Well, right? You have your own thing. And there are avenues for people who are disappointed.
Well, all I'm saying is, and it's sort of an extension of what Charles Barkley was saying yesterday, is it's hard to buy single game tickets in the NBA, even for the Grizzlies, right? Like the Grizzlies have done
but
this.
But Charles
before.
Was talking, that was more a conversation about load management and everything else, right?
Yeah.
Another thing here. Well, this is unfortunate, because we think LeBron would have played with where they are positioned.
Exactly.
Right,
because he said it was the most important 25 games of his career.
So it's a different kind of disappointment too, because you're not just sitting because it's Memphis.
No, he's really hurt.
Right,
he's really
in this
hurt.
Case, he's hurt. You can understand
saying,
a little bit more.
As a single game, I'm not a season ticket holder of the Grizzlies. You're not a season ticket.
I cannot believe you have this much energy for this.
Well, I'm just saying, because the average person
it
is not.
Surprised me.
The average person is not.
So I get it.
The single game ticket buying experience as an NBA fan. Is awful.
Oh, it's a little bit like gambling.
It is.
Yeah. Now.
You know, it's not even about seeing a win or a loss.
This is a conversation we can have. I agree with you completely.
I can't possibly buy a single game ticket a month out. I can't. There's no way I can do that. I'll get a good deal on it, but I don't know who's going to play that game.
Right.
You know, and they may be hurt. They may not. I mean,
I think you have to be strategic about it, and you have to be. I'll be real with you. You better be transparent about it with your kids in terms of this disappointment level. You get down there and you've promised them everything that everybody's going to be there. I mean, if you want to avoid some of that, be transparent with them that's the way. Because what are we going to do? You think this crying to the NBA about load management or Charles Barkley going on First Take with Stephen A. and talking about it is going to get them to change anything at the time being? Again. This is where we are in the NBA right now, and it's not just it's about extending careers as well. And so because that's the NBA's told itself this is at the heart of this. How hard are they going to push here to so-called fix the problem?
Right.
Again, we're getting away because from the conversation about tonight because load management is a separate one, and that's not what's happening tonight.
Yeah. Well, look, they should destroy this team tonight. I mean, this is a shell of the Lakers. I mean, they're 9-point favorites.
Mm-hmm.
So it's as big a line, that you will see. You know,
see, I look at it as a Grizzly. You're fortunate. I mean, this Lakers team had been 4-1.
That's right.
Since the trade deadline, they were heating up. LeBron played. You know, felt good enough to finish out the fourth quarter against Dallas. Finish them off. And again, you're talking about a Lakers team that as recently as yesterday, Stephen A. saying, I predict them to get the sixth seed. What they were 2.5 out. As of yesterday. And so things have changed for them. And what this may do, you're right, it's a bigger picture than tonight's game. What it may do, John, is any chance of the Lakers moving up and winning the play-in or being that seven is probably done at this point. If he's out for several weeks, you've only got about 5 left in the regular season.
Right, that's true.
So it also matters not just about tonight and getting tonight's win, which you're right, they should do easily,
yep.
but possibly avoiding the Lakers. Because to me, more entertaining seeing LeBron in a first-round matchup, but the easier road would be against the Minnesota team that, or whoever, somebody like that that hasn't won yet in the playoffs.
I mean, that's potentially treacherous.
I'm trying to advance. I don't know about you. And LeBron and AD, like you said, they have championship DNA.
I've got that series 60-40. Like, I mean, I'll give the Grizzlies 60, but I got to give LeBron an AD 40.
Best thing you got going for you is you're 25-5 at home. You'd have home court in that thing.
Right.
Other than that, I mean, yeah, you'd be concerned. That team knows how to. They've got players that know how to win at that time of year, put it that way. And they are clearly a better team than they were pre-trade deadline.
Yeah. No, it's definitely a fair angle.
Somebody
tonight.
Texting you about you crying or saying no, Jason's crying. Maybe they're saying I'm crying because I'm not crying for them.
No, actually, what people are texting me about is that the if you have the sneakers app, you just got exclusive access to the Ja 1s.
Holy, that just happened.
Like, as we started the show.
What?
My brother's texting me. He's like,
so that's not the regular Nike app.
And my buddy Chris. It may be. I don't know. I'm not on sneakers app because it's full of bots. I don't participate in that hubbub. But my brother's like, should I buy them and resell them? Like, dude, just buy them. Figure it out later. Like, just get them. You know what I mean? Like,
buy more than one.
I don't know if you can. I think you're probably going to be limited to one pair.
That makes sense.
You know what I mean?
Keep that demand high.
But if you have the sneakers app and you've signed up for it, then you're...
Shoot!
It's the Vancouver colorway, which I saw. I ran into Roser on Sunday at the Tigers game. And he had them on.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he had the... And which, again, not my favorite colorway. They're fine.
Still, they're going to attract the kind of attention you want because it's early. No one's seen
That's
them
true.
In the streets.
That's true.
And a lot of people don't like that color.
Yeah,
I'd rock them with the jeans.
Give me the chimney, the.
I'll take all of them if you.
Do you plan to buy all of them?
No, I'm just gonna get one pair for myself, and then I figure my kids are the one that's gonna, because he's growing, so
right.
His kids can't stay in one
it,
pair of shoes.
Buying shoes for him is gonna be an infuriating endeavor, right? Because he's gonna grow out of them every 3 months.
They're barely even dirty before he's ready to move on to the next size.
Yeah, that's
so it is. It's frustrating, but the only thing, the saving grace is they're much cheaper still at Chris's small size.
Well, the real racket is baby shoes. Baby shoes are like $70.
Y'all buying them damn Gucci baby shoes.
I don't know what kind of shoes they are, but they're like, yeah, these are $50-$60. God. You know, she won't even really wear shoes that much.
Are you ready to take a breath and stop with your sadness about LeBron and talk about
I mean, look.
Memphis Grizzlies and the fact that, not tonight and probably not for Houston, obviously, but very soon Steven Adams will be back and how things feel like they're looking up for the Grizzlies
absolutely.
Here post-All-Star break?
No, this is all right. And this is a nice break for the Grizz. I mean, it is. Like, we're talking about, because the Kings are coming. I mean, they are bearing down. Like, do you realize that the Kings right now,
tell me about the Kings, John.
Bro,
how much should I fear the beam?
And you know how much.
You were laughing. We were laughing at them earlier.
I can't stand the whole gimmick. But they historically, statistically right now, have the best offense ever. I'm not kidding. Look it up.
Stop.
They have the best offense in the history of the NBA.
I love Malik Monk. What the offensive rating? You telling me like points per possession or something?
Yeah. Their offensive rating. Now,
all that junk.
I don't know why you go. I mean, dude, the last thing you tweeted was a retweet about Malik Monk from 3 days ago.
You know why I did it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like that man is always lying in the weeds. You know? You're like an invasive caiman. You're just waiting. You're waiting on that damn moment to strike.
Well, I just love Malik Monk is, again, another one of those that y'all wrote off, and he didn't write back, did he?
No, he didn't. And this is like what?
They wrote me off. I didn't write back, though. That's the problem.
Two stops later.
Thank you so much, Brad.
He was actually not bad for the Lakers, and he's playing pretty well for the Kings.
Lakers should have kept him. They couldn't.
Yeah, there was some like stat you retweet, like he's the only guy that had 45 and 5 steals or something stupid.
Off the bench.
And the only other guy that had ever done it in the history of the NBA was Jamal Crawford.
That's right.
So, but Jamal Crawford didn't smoke crack. So that was
But in the end, I'm always going to be wrong on Malik Monk. You know why?
Because you said he'd lead the league in scoring.
That's right. And you know what ends up happening? You're going to end up being right on this. Because what you said, I'm going to go ahead and give you this. Even though it's Malik Monk that I ride or die for. You said that he would be a good sixth man, quite possibly. And you look at him up now.
Oh, he's elite.
He's in the running.
He's elite.
He'd be in the running for sixth man of the year. Brogdon, probably, I would think, probably going to win it.
Wasn't Russell Westbrook the favorite? I guess he's not on a team right now. Or no, he is. He's with the Clippers.
Yeah, he's with the Clippers.
But I mean,
At one point, I think he was, maybe. But I think Brogdon, you can check it. I think he's probably moved up into the favorite. Anyway, it's all there. But my point is that he's ended up being closer to what you said than anything I said.
Yeah.
I root for Malik Monk. Y'all know that.
Yeah. Well, look, we won't see him tonight. But he is worth the price of admission, isn't he? He will give you some buckets off the bench. Anyway, yeah, big night tonight. Catch it right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Should be an exhibition for the Grizz, let's hope.
Let's be famous last words.
Yeah, let's hope it's drama-free here. That's all you can ask for with no LeBron James. Just get this one to the house, go to 26-5.
Yeah, you're so good at home.
Yeah, and we'll move on with our lives, right? Jessica Benson going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to her about this game, about the Grizz and the rest of the season, Ja ones, all that and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's Brad Carson here in studio with the guys for our friends at the Betley Sportsbook. B-E-T-L-Y. The Betley Sportsbook is brand new here in the state of Tennessee. They were the very first in the state of Arkansas. So you can do business just like you always have in Jonesboro or West Memphis or across the river, and then come on back over here to Tennessee. If you download the new Betley Sportsbook on your phone through the App Store, you get a $250 risk-free wager for your first bet. You can wager on tonight's game. Yep, Grizzlies are a heavy favorite with no LeBron for the Lakers. You can wager on the last Super Tuesday bet of the year. That includes the Tennessee game as part of a parlay. And that is the thing I like the most about the Betley Sportsbook. If you go into the promotions tab, there is a promotions tab upper left-hand corner of the app. They've always got boosts where you can make more money off of your wagers by using those boosts. And they've got them in the promotions tab. That's only in the Betley Sportsbook. Again, as a new downloader and user here in the state of Tennessee, up to $250 risk-free first wager. So many ways to have fun. The parlays, the boosts, professional sports, college. And now you can bet. Only with Betley, they've got college baseball on there. And we got a lot of college baseball fans here in Memphis, Mississippi, and Arkansas. So download the Betley Sportsbook app right now. Must be 21 or older and located in Arkansas or the state of Tennessee to play using the Betley Sportsbook. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700, the Betley Sportsbook.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook Sports Tennessee app today with Jason and John, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Don't come hanging around my door. I don't want to see your face no more.
Well, this has turned into a little bit of a chaotic show here as Nike decided to drop the Ja 1. But they're called the Scratch. They're called the Scratch colorway because of the Grizzlies' claw.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to procure multiple pairs here on the show. I'm sure Jessica Benson knows all about it. Catch her on the Grizz Radio Network, Grind City Media, Rise and Grind. Now, you're in an interesting predicament because you only need one shoe.
I have so many less shoes scattered around my condo, and I'm really worried I'm not going to be able to find my right ones at the end of this. But you're right. Can I get a half-price discount for just getting a single Ja 1?
Yeah. No, I think you have to work on that. By the way, just so everybody is clear, I want to make this very abundantly clear. It is one pair per buyer.
Oh, that's John was telling me that, Jessica.
Yeah.
Because I've just been giving them a hard
going right now because I use the sneakers app. I've taken countless L's on the sneaker app throughout my existence. But I never got the notification. And I keep going on the sneakers app, and I don't see it there. But I'm getting tagged and stuff, and people are sending me that they got theirs. So I don't understand.
Yeah, like, well, you got to be, hey, you got to be
I
on
feel
the,
boxed out.
You got to be on the sneakers app. You got to, like, have like, you know, which means you have to have played the shoe lottery.
I have.
Yeah.
I have lost the lottery. I've won one lottery in my existence, and everything else I've lost so many times. But it's okay because I'm holding out for the colorway that I really want. So I'll just wait.
Well, you know, here's not to go on a tangent about this, but while we're on the subject, the whole experience of buying desirable shoes is abysmal in this day and age. And the shoe companies, of course, don't care because they're being bought. The shoes are being bought, but they're being bought by bots. They're being bought by people who are going to exploit the system, buy them at retail. So in this case, these Ja 1s were $120. These were not 110. They were 120 plus tax.
Right.
But these bots will buy 10 pair, 20 pair with their different accounts, right? And guess what they're going to do? They're going to sell them for $350 a pop.
No. Have you seen the resale value for this?
It's crazy.
There were a couple scratches up on the resale market
that
I saw like circulating last night. They were up for over $500.
Good
that's
grief.
That's just absurd.
See, that's wrong to me. Like, and
I agree.
There's a way, and I know this for a fact, like sports books, for example, will ban you if you have a VPN, if they catch you sort of, because it happens, right? It happens. Like there are people who use bots to try to get bets down all across the, you know. So the minute that sports betting software detects that you're on that VPN or what have you, you are banned and you can no longer bet. Why won't Nike do that? Because to me, again, I know that they're being bought, but people will buy them. You know, and I think the average American, you know, consumer fan, ETC, deserves to have a chance to buy a pair of Ja 1s and not be boxed out as Jason is right now because, you know, and they're not sold out yet, but you get what I mean. Like, in many cases, as you mentioned, you've lost that lottery because of freaking bots. That's a problem.
Yeah, and it's such a crazy predicament that some people get into as well, because for all of us in Memphis, like, we really want these shoes. John Morant means so much to the city, to the franchise, et cetera, et cetera. But like, even that one sneakers lottery that I did win, it was a pair of off-white Jordan 5s in the sale color. And I bought them thinking, okay, I might try to see what these would get on the resale market. My problem is when I get a new shoe, I get really excited and exuberant about it, and I wear it immediately. So I decided that I was just going to keep them. They were going to be the nice pair of sneakers that I so far had, whatever, it's done. I was in New York City over the holidays, and I was at a sneaker resale store, and they were going for like $700. And I thought to myself, what did you do? Like, why were you such an idiot with this? So I understand the pull both ways, but yeah, it's sneaker buyer market is a weird place, and I just wish that we could all organically get the Jaw ones as they were intended to be purchased.
Okay, Jessica, when you hear the news that LeBron James not just going to miss tonight, but several weeks, do your fingers twiddle and the ends of your lips curl up like the Grinch, like me, and you're kind of like, okay, this could be good for now and for later, or do you have the sad face like John?
Okay, so I was listening to your conversation about this, and I sit someplace in the middle. From the pure Grizzlies perspective, absolutely, you have the little Grinch grin.
Yes.
And you think about it, you know, collectively from just the Grizzlies' schedule coming out of the All-Star break period. You have Tankathon having them with the 27th easiest schedule remaining, but then you also were thinking to yourself, oh, shoot, like, calculated within that is the Lakers, but the Lakers are now an entirely different team than they were a month ago as they finally have a more appropriately constructed roster and what could happen if LeBron and Anthony Davis stay healthy. And so now you're staring down this game tonight at FedEx Forum, yet another opportunity to take advantage of the home court, a place that the Grizzlies have continued to be at their strongest this season. And so that all plays well. The LeBron piece of it, where I differ from what you were saying, John, is it's not as much about just the single game, going to see a star, you want to see the best players, which I get, and that can transpire into its own conversation about load management and players missing games in certain markets. But with LeBron, it's more a matter of how many more opportunities are you going to have to
see him?
So I would be sad, and I am sad that tonight when we go, we don't get to see LeBron, especially this version of LeBron. If you can remove yourself for a moment from the narrative of the Grizzlies need to win every game they can to assure themselves that spot in second, to keep the Kings off their back, or just cozy lighting up the beam there in third. But if you can just think of it from a sense of, like, this is one of the greatest athletes of our time, and every time you get a chance to see him, it could be the end, and tonight we don't get that opportunity. And he had said, you know, going into this week, this is the most important three-week stretch of his career, in his opinion. And now that he doesn't get the opportunity to at least try to propel the Lakers to the best of their abilities in the Western Conference, it's hard from just the collective, like, oh, we're missing a moment in sport.
Yeah, well said, well said. What have you been most encouraged by? We'll include both games, even the Philadelphia game. They were up in that game. Obviously, they blew it late. But in terms of what you've seen post-All-Star break, what's jumped out at you the most? What's encouraged you the most?
It just looks like they have a bit of the zip that they had early on in the season. And part of it, I think mostly that came about in the game against the Nuggets particularly, was you got something from the bench. And you had that depth that was such a signature of this team. And frankly, the bench had really been struggling to contribute. And to see a game where the Grizzlies once again. You're not getting three-point shooting from Desmond Bane in that game. He had an off night from three, but to get it from Tyus, to get it from Luke Kennard, and to see those guys hopefully start to take a little bit more of a stride forward, maybe there's some consistency there as they embark on another four-game road trip coming up, and you kind of just hold your breath and hope that some of these trends carry over as you await the ultimate goal of getting Steven Adams back, as Taylor Jenkins said yesterday, hopefully towards the end of that road trip. And then you also just have to give Xavier Tillman all his flowers, right? I mean, this is a guy who he can go a significant stretch without playing any minutes for this team. And when his number is called and when a certain task is asked of him, he steps into it and he just puts in the work. Eventually, when Steven Adams comes back, there's going to be a log jam in the front court. And perhaps Xavier Tillman shifts back into that break glass in case of emergency kind of a role. But when you look at the physicality at which he approached the Jokic matchup, I mean, he did everything that was asked of him, and every win counts. And if you can just keep that mentality, that physicality, and the little extra, you know, we've moved away from talking about the Grizzlies swag, and it felt like they got a little bit of that back. So carry that through the rest of the regular season here, and hopefully you're sitting in a better spot mentally going into the playoffs.
Yeah, like I you know, speaking of which, and we have certainly plenty of time to get there, but what do you think the temperature will be if the Grizzlies do exactly what they did last year, which is win a first-round series, lose in the second round? Like, which, you know, is certainly plausible, and I by no means do I think it's a disappointment or a failure, but I'm just curious, like, what you think the temperature around the fan base and maybe even the franchise might be if the results are the exact same.
Yeah, I think there'll be an appropriate level of disappointment. And even just looking at the Western Conference this year, like, it's a gauntlet. It is what it is. And there are going to be incredibly talented teams that get knocked out of the playoffs earlier than they'd hoped. And there's only two teams who make it to the NBA Finals, and one of them represents the West. And there are five or six teams right now who feel like they certainly belong in contention of being that representation of the West. So I think there'll be disappointment because, and this is a good thing overall, you're past the, like, oh, golly gee, we're just happy to be here window for this team. Like, the overperforming expectations part of this narrative is over, and now the Grizzlies are here to hopefully contend year to year to year. So there's no surprises, no matter how this season ends. If it doesn't end with a championship, there's going to be some level of, man, I wish we could have gone a little bit farther. So I don't think it'll be a smoke alarms going off and end of the world, although there always is that with some fans. And you never know, if you go out and get swept in the first round, that's a different story. But if you really take it just as the same as last year and you have, you know, competitive series ending in the Western Conference semifinals, I think you're right to feel sad, but it's not the end of the world. But like you said, we have a long way before we get to that point.
Sacramento is right behind you. And while I do have, you know, a little bit more respect for them, I think we were laughing early this season, basically saying, don't believe in them. You know, this will fall off at some point. It hasn't. John says they're one of the best offenses we've seen in a while, frankly, if you look at them metrically. I'm more of a believer, but I'm still not. I'm curious what your level of belief is in the Kings. The one thing that still jumps out to me, Jess, is they're 25th in defense.
Yeah, and I think it's funny because I almost believe in them more just because I think they are sitting in a very similar spot to how the Grizzlies were last season. Like, they jump out, surprise people. They're young, they're fun. They have the whole light the beam shtick going along with it. And so people don't really know what to make of it because, you know, they are completely unproven in the postseason when you think of that drought and for this group to come together, but they're playing really solid basketball right now. And every time I've expected them to take a dip down, and, you know, speaking of that strength of schedule coming out of the All-Star break, it's, oh, the Kings have the toughest schedule moving forward, but who's to say they don't continue to do as they've been doing? And De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis and Harrison Barnes, I mean, that whole group has just been playing collectively so good. So I don't want to overlook them because, you know, people yesterday were already talking about, oh, if the Lakers can get up to the sixth seed and take advantage of the three seed Kings. And I think that's unfair at this point because they've played way better than deserving of that narrative.
We're talking to Jessica Benson-Ketcher on Rise and Grind on Grind City Media, the Grizz Radio Network, and joins us every single Tuesday here on the show. Do you want to get your thoughts on the other basketball team? Well, there are many other basketball teams in town, but the other, you know, male basketball team in town, which is the University of Memphis men's basketball program. What do you make of the way this season has played out, where they sit? You know, just a big picture, you know, view on the job that Penny is doing and just where this program may be headed.
I think it's a reminder in patience throughout a college basketball season, which is always fair because there were many a times where it kind of felt like the wheels might fall off and this could go a completely different direction. But here they are with two games in front of them. And as you start listening, you know, more accurately to bracketologists, tomorrow's March and we already have a conference tournament that started last night. So, you're looking at this team that they're very poised to make it back to the NCAA tournament. And that's a win. That's what everyone wants. That's what Kendrick Davis signed up for when he decided to come play at Memphis this year. And so to look at, you know, obviously getting Kendrick Davis back on the court is huge for this team's ultimate desires to not just make an NCAA tournament, but maybe make a little noise within an NCAA tournament. But I think the way that the team has come about with DeAndre Williams playing to the level that he has, with Gamaria making the leaps that we've seen, I'm really impressed that we're sitting here and they don't have to be, the fact that we can talk about this as they don't have to beat Houston at home in order to make the NCAA tournament. Anytime you're faced with the end of the year and it's not a have to situation, that feels like a pretty comfortable place to be. And I think all things considered, that's a testament to Penny Hardaway figuring things out with this group, which is obviously such a different look of a team than what he's had in years past.
You have been to the Final Four every year that you've been on this planet. Is that in jeopardy? Is that in jeopardy with your injury?
It is. Oh my gosh. I'm really upset about it. Yeah, this will be my first Final Four that I have missed since 2002.
Oh, you're not going.
I am not going to Houston. I have a problem, and I will not.
Wow.
I really don't know how to handle it. I don't think I'm emotionally there yet. But, yeah, no, I'm.
Especially since Memphis is going to be there. I mean, that's the crazy thing.
Memphis USC, it's going to be wild. The Boogie Ellis return.
We know what that means. That's a win for Memphis. Penny doesn't lose to former players.
It's true.
It's true. Look at Landers. He'll tell you about it.
Yeah. And by the way, they usually play poorly. I mean, they not only they lose, but they play poorly. So it's just something about the Penny aura that just intimidates them.
Jess, I got one more for you. The Memphis women's basketball team, they can earn the number 2 seed in the AAC tournament with a win tomorrow. I'll ask it this way. How tough is it going to be for Memphis to hold on to Katrina Merriweather, whether it's now or here in a year or two? It feels like they are on the way up.
She's so good.
Oh,
and she's such an enjoyable personality to be at the head of the Memphis women's basketball team and just leading them into this group. Like, I was, you know, scrolling through Twitter while watching the Memphis Cincinnati game on Sunday, and that's when I saw the Memphis women's team at SMU had this incredible buzzer beater from Madison Griggs, a local player, played her high school career at Houston, knocked down a big three for the win, and just the change of mentality for me to be caring and for other people to be caring right now as we enter, you know, nearing postseason time for Memphis women's basketball, I'm like, shoot, I'm going to follow this team in the American Athletic Conference tournament because who knows what they do. It's their second buzzer beater of the win of the season. They've had a handful of comebacks, 6 straight wins. They win on the road. It's their first unbeaten February in team history. Like, the energy is there for this group. And this is such a basketball city. Like, the city deserves for the Memphis women's basketball team to be headed in the direction that it feels like it is right now. And I hope they can keep Katrina Merriweather for a long time. And she just fits the narrative, the culture of the city so unbelievably well.
Do you buy, this is a little random, but I was just thinking about, do you buy USC gear from, like, their collective? Do they have a collective up there?
That's a good. I have not.
Clearly not. A totally estranged alum here.
Yeah, USC came out with that Boulevard was there. So you guys wouldn't know because you don't follow USC clothing.
Yeah, I mean, what are we doing here?
I think that's what their collective is. It's called Boulevard LLC.
Of Broken Dreams. Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Yeah, yes. So I think they sell it. Like, when I was there for the USC Fresno State game for in the football season, like, they sold it at the bookstore. But I don't – now you've caught me off guard. I think that might be transforming into something else. Like, that might not have lasted. I don't think the Boulevard of Broken Dreams hit as much as they wanted it to.
Yeah. Well, clearly not, because you didn't support a damn bit of it. So
fumbled it right there.
Yeah, I mean, some proud alum you are.
We're going to let Boogie know.
I gave so much of my money to that institution. I just want a free T-shirt. That's all I want.
Do you like? Do you? Are you one of the? Like, do you give like a monthly? Like, I used to work.
No.
Okay. Okay.
I felt so bad. When the call center calls, I always, because you feel bad. They're just students working a student job at the call center. So I at least like always entertain the call, and then I always feel so bad because at the end I'm like, yeah, I'm not.
I used to work at the University of Memphis joint. They called it telethon. That's what it was. And it was the easiest thing in the world. Like, you just had this script, and you would, like, call all these. They would tell you, all right, here's when they graduated. Here's what they got their degree in. And sometimes you would, like, recognize, like, the person. You know what I mean? Like, one time, I don't know if this is, like, violating any HIPAA or privacy laws or whatever, but my wife and I worked together there, and she got a donation from Tariq Black's mom.
Oh, wow, Judith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While Tariq was there.
Oh,
that was the funny thing.
The limitations is over here, so you can share the story.
Yeah. So yeah, Judith definitely great lady.
Oh, she's awesome.
Even though you know her son was there, you know, she's like, all right, I'll still definitely donate, you know, because it's just what we do in Memphis, not in L.A. clearly, but it's what we do in Memphis.
Yeah. Well, okay, so my question is, because for the longest time when you graduate from a school and you do feel like you've given, you know, so much money and everything to go there, and then you're usually not making very much money when you come out. So for the longest time, you're like, I'm not donating to my school. I don't make enough money. When do you? Like, at what point does that change where you should be donating to your school?
I think when you get into your 30s, I think it's probably time to, like, especially, like, at USC, if you send $100 to USC, it's just not going to make a difference. If Jason and I send $100 to the University of Memphis, that's going to matter.
No, it's not. Better send a little more than that.
Hey. I don't know how they're going to feel that, though. They're going to be like, huh?
You know, yeah, they're going to recognize that donation. My donation would just, you know,
for sure.
That is very true.
Because I honestly don't think that the University of Memphis has a great donor base. I mean, in terms of average graduates, you know, I don't think it's a school that people, because it's a commuter school off the rip anyway. So there's less of a connection there, you know, like there's.
It'll be interesting if that changes.
I hope it does. I hope it changes. I really do. And maybe it will. I mean, I don't even recognize campus from when I went there. Like, it's gorgeous. They got the land bridge, got all the new apartment buildings and dorms. Like, I am proud. I'm proud of the progress that's been made. But like I was saying earlier this week, I'm like, moving forward, I'm going to buy all my stuff from that 901 fund. You know what I mean? Like, I'm buying all my, because let it go back to the kids that wear that uniform.
You know what I mean?
And I hope you join me, Jason.
Yeah.
And I hope you join me, Jessica.
Thanks.
We'll get you an honorary degree.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Appreciate
you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the time.
Bye.
Later. She is Jessica Benson. Join the Service Single Tuesday here on the show.
I have a question for you. What percentage of the time were you just either hung up on or told no in terms of making
that? Oh, I mean, I'd say 80 to 90% of the time you were told no, for sure. Yeah, I mean, because it's a cold call.
How long did you do that?
I mean, like any other job I ever had, 3 months.
You said enough of this?
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
Enough of the rejection?
I get a three-month itch pretty much everywhere I go, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, you know, for the jobs that I work. I don't consider what I do right now a job. But like the, you know,
fortunate man.
Taco Bell, Great American Cookie, Debo's, Abercrombie was a day. You know, that was 3 hours. And telethon was 3 months, I mean, at most. Sam was good at it, though. But you had the script, and, you know, it was kind of fun to, like, just talk to people and BS a little bit, you know. Like, sometimes you
could. So you would go off script?
Oh, absolutely. If you could, sometimes you can feel like an opening. You know how you're having a conversation with somebody. If somebody's open to listening, you know, I'd be like, hey, you know, hey, we got this, that, and the other.
Now, did you pull in Judith, or was that Sam?
No, that was Sam. That was all Sam.
So who'd you get? Anybody we know?
I don't think I really, I don't recall
you
too much.
You weren't good at it.
I don't think so.
Maybe you were fired.
No, I definitely wasn't fired.
Okay.
I just stopped.
I imagine the success rate that they expect, it's got to be pretty low. Oh, so, yeah, I mean, firing, you're not going to fire
anybody.
It's
like anything else. Like, you just go. Cold call people right now, ask to, like, try to sell something. You know, hey, I've got this, you know, product here I want you to buy.
I knew when you asked Jess, did you buy it directly from USC? You were thinking about yourself and your whole spiel now about, I care where my money goes.
That's right.
Now I'm giving it right to Memphis.
Hey.
Be like me.
That's right. Hey, if
but you're right. It's a drop in the bucket for USC. It's not the same.
Yeah, no, not even close.
Well, it's good you asked her to donate to Memphis then.
I think her money would be better served at the University of Memphis.
Right.
Yeah, it would be more appreciated.
It would go further, yeah.
I mean, because that $100 that we spend a month is going to fix like a light bulb or something.
No, it's not. It's not going to help us keep Emmanuel Acott and all them.
Well, that's not our responsibility. I mean, that Penny's got to pull out the telethon checkbook for that one.
Pre-scorn. You know, it's on all sides here.
Well, we
don't have to start worrying about it for the Memphis women.
We weren't giving when both of those guys left. Maybe had we started.
That $100 wasn't going to keep pre-scoring from going Power 5.
We could have got like a tweet. We could have got like a...
How much of it is just because, our base isn't, to Jess's point, at a point where you feel like, you know, I'm at a point in terms of the money I make where I'm in a position where I can donate regularly. You know what I'm saying? Memphis graduates. Our base.
I don't know. I mean,
you're right, because it's such a smaller...
Yeah.
Base than other schools have,
and it's a different.
And how much of that base is in a position where they really can't? Well, you know, or
yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's as much in a position as it is the feeling the need to like or the desire to.
That's what I'm getting at here. It's commuter and there's not a connection, but yeah. Is that really?
I kind of feel like
maybe there is more. Maybe because our time there wasn't as much as of that. But now, with these students on campus, and it's a much different place, maybe there'll be more of that connection.
I assume you and I had...
I'm hearing that old Tiger High a little bit in there.
Well, I don't mean it that way, but I mean, I assume you and I had the same college experience. Like, we would go to class, and we would maybe go to the Helmsman if we had to.
Well, I was an older student, so I wasn't on campus or anything else. I had a couple of friends that went and did the Richardson Towers thing and all that.
But yeah.
To your point, we had a bunch of friends that didn't, that lived off campus. I mean, it was easy. You stay at home.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of looked at it like, you know, my
maybe some of it is that.
It is, because you're not there.
What percentage of it is that and the desire to and the connection?
Yeah.
Because that's what you need if you're Memphis.
I mean, I had fun, but it was sort of a transient thing. You know, I was there and then I went home. You know, it wasn't like, all right, I'm going to wake up. I'm going to meet my buddy at the cafeteria. We're going to go to the gym. Then we're going to go to the class. And at night, we're going to go on frat row. And it just wasn't that wasn't my experience.
So your preferred now is, what'd you say, the 901 phone?
Yeah, I think that's the main one for
me. And
Memphis,
they got
right?
gear?
I saw somebody. I think it was the Open Door CEO who said it was like one of the better, well-run collectives in the country. Like, so that was cool to see. I don't know if a lot of people are up on that game.
I need to check out their gear.
But
that's interesting.
Yeah, like, I thought that was cool. But
I was making a little fun of you, but, you know, you make a great point about how much, you know, further it goes.
Well, like, okay, put it this way.
Memphis.
Would I rather buy it on, you know, X, Y, and Z?
Exactly, where it does nothing.
Or would I rather, like, okay, I don't know how much of it's going to Memphis athletes.
Any bit of it, though, you're...
But yeah, like in the end, whether you're playing football, whether you're playing basketball, women, whatever, like, you still made the choice to wear the University of Memphis uniform, you know, and I respect that. And as an alum, you know, whatever I can do to help, you know, and I don't hide from that. I've never hid from that my whole life. I mean, I'm a Memphis graduate. I'm a Memphis guy. That's who I am, you know. So I always have nothing but love and respect for the people that, you know, put on that uniform and decide to be here.
You look up gear there on 901 Fund, it takes you to grindcitydesigns.com.
Yeah, I think that's like their, I mean, there's some nice stuff.
They're hooked up with. Yeah, you can get Kendrick Davis t-shirts.
Yeah.
Wow. I've never checked this out.
Yeah, it's real. Like, it's like, and this is not an ad, obviously.
They
this
got
is just
Chandler,
real talk.
Chandler Lawson tees.
Yeah,
Malco,
they
got literally everybody. They're nice.
Yeah, I mean, they're good. It's good gear.
Yeah.
You know, they got hats and stuff.
No, makes it. Yeah. I don't know why you would buy it at freaking Target, a Memphis
exactly.
hoodie when you can.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
You might pay a little more,
have
but
one
you know where
cooler,
that's going.
And, you know, and it's going somewhere.
Exactly.
You actually educated me here. I didn't know about this, about the gear. They sold it all.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what I'm here to do, baby.
Thank you. And you helped the old boy get the John Morant's. One guy listening to you didn't know about the app, clicked in, he was able to get you, sir, have served the people here in this first hour.
That's
congrats.
Right.
Can we get a round of applause for John, Brad? I think he deserves it today.
Thank you.
Shower him.
I appreciate this.
That's two segments and two people you've helped.
Just another day on the job for me. You know, I'm here to serve.
Doing your best from 11 to 2.
100%.
Yeah.
Not just for me, for the city. For the city.
I just want to thank you.
We'll come back. I don't know if I'll have another tip out here.
I need pressure on you to keep it going.
I know. Now I got to give you like a winner in college basketball tonight or something. You know? And by the way, we did the thing at Tops. Last week, I had people come up to me, and they showed me their parlay, and I wanted to slap the phone out of their hand. No! Get out of that habit.
If I've taught you nothing.
Straight bet.
It's the straight bets of the way to go.
Straight bet, man. Mm-hmm. Y'all know that. We'll come back with the rundown. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I'm Chelsea Messenger, helping you beat the books with BetQL. The Lakers visit Memphis tonight, and it appears LeBron James is going to miss some time with an injured foot. The BetQL model is looking to take advantage of a beat-up Laker team as they take on the Grizzlies. L.A. just 14-18 on the road against the spread this season, while Memphis is a solid 18-11 ATS at home. That makes tonight's BetQL five-star best bet in the NBA, taking the Grizzlies laying the points against the Lakers.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.